Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we bring back the king.
Wow!
What up?
What was that?
No, I have no words.
Wow!
Hey, man. I got sound effects. So, how's it going?
Doing great. Wow.
No God! No God! No God!
So, what's going on at State College, PA?
I've got a scrimmage tonight to go to over at Beaver Stadium. They're going to let some fans in. They're going to let the seniors in. This will be the final practice of the spring, so that's a big deal. Not allowed to mention the name yet, but basketball did get a transfer in today. Not allowed because of NCAA rules. I don't want to.
You can tell me.
Step out of bounds.
Oh, tell me. I'm not going to tell anyone. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Almost. Was he close? No. So, Connecticut's open in 100% in 3 weeks.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. And you wonder what's going on. You know, it's not like we're testing at zero. We're at over 3%. But even Dunkin' Donuts Stadium can be shoulder to shoulder. No 6 foot distancing, but he's keeping the mask mandate on. But
yeah, okay.
He's opening up to everything. You can go to games. You can, you know. So I don't know about the vaccine or if you have to show a valid test before you go in. But it'll be open 100%. All businesses, everything. Just the mask mandate is going to stay.
Yeah, we're still. They increased a lot of stuff about 3 weeks ago, Matt.
Yeah, it was Easter Sunday. Yeah,
Easter
everything
Sunday.
Was 75% about
so,
the
I
most
think
part.
The door, I think the door will be open here in the next couple weeks, maybe a few weeks.
I think you'll have full stadiums in the fall. So.
Yeah, I do too. I think we may have that by the 4th of July.
What would be full? I'm just saying for football. That's all I'm saying.
107,000.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying what would be in July?
Well, July would be baseball parks like the Phillies, the Pirates.
So you're talking like 45,000, maybe.
Yeah, I think we're headed in that direction. Minor league ballparks would be able to be filled up.
Yeah,
you know, a BB&T ballpark can get a couple thousand, 2,500 in there. Medler Field could get to 5,000 plus. Reading can get 7,000 or 8,000. I think by the time we get to the 4th of July, I think those avenues might. My guess is it's only a guess that those avenues are going to be open.
I think the only question will be what I said before. Will you be required to show a vaccine card or a valid COVID test? Negative. So,
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind them doing that. You know, I still think it's a bit early, but I'm happy they're doing it. I'd rather, I think we're all adults and we can handle it, you know. So.
See my
so
deal is
awesome. It couldn't be awesomer. Do yourself a favor, press it again.
I mean,
we're adults, man.
My thought process is on showing, for example, like vaccine cards is quite simple. I've really had hoped for years the suit was required to show us. All right,
suit. That spells suit.
This is for other.
I love
it's
that.
It's just for other reasons. I just Hey, is he diseased? I don't know. He might be.
He's
right.
A talented guy. He's a good guy.
Well, don't build him up. Don't do that. Don't build him up. It's like the. Okay.
I'm on his side, man.
I understand, but no. Slowly but surely, the Valley is starting to understand what the clown show is.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Do you know what they, why they named Babel the way they did?
Oh, no, why?
They were listening to a Shikalimi broadcast, and they said, you know, let's call it Babel. Is it really this easy?
Apparently.
All right, so you're running the show, so what are we doing now?
All right. What to watch for week two. So let's start with Kevin, because the King was on fire last week. He got this concept pretty good.
Well, I got both mine right.
You did get both yours right. That's true.
I got both mine right.
That is true. But we'll start with the King anyway.
Okay. Will LeBron James continue to be a spokesman for the United States of America?
You know what? I was thinking about that one, too. That's good. That's good.
What a moron. Even O.J. Simpson corrected him.
Yeah, I've had enough of him, too. Like, enough.
He seems to know everything about everything. But the problem is, he's got 50 million followers, you know?
Yes.
So if they listen to him, it's like, oh, my God, this is scary.
I'm not saying stick to sports or the shut up and play thing, but, like, enough's enough. There comes to a point where
you just need to be
silent.
If you're going to voice an opinion, make sure you get all the facts first, you know? Telling the cop he's next. My God. If it was your daughter, LeBron, what would you have voted for, you know? Anyway, that's my first one.
That's a good one. Steve.
The Eagles will make a first-round pick that will make Matt blow a gasket. They will then make a second-round pick where Matt will then blow two gaskets.
What happens if they mess up the third-round pick?
At this point, you're not even going to be watching. I mean, you're going to go out and slash your own tires.
No, I'll just drive down to NovaCare and do it to Howie's, and we'll be fine.
If you ask me for a prediction, I'm predicting that you're going to make a pick and you're just going to blow a gasket.
Unfortunately, that may happen.
Be Friday show when we're back again, right? I'm just going to have to sit here, and I'm not going to say much of anything. I'm just going to let you ramble on for a while. I'm just going to just collect a check and go.
All right,
you guys get paid to do this?
Absolutely.
Yes, he does. All
right. Two out of three of us do.
I think he was asking for a raise just because I can get intolerable sometimes.
I spent $40 on sound effects.
I mean, if it makes you feel better.
The job is going well.
If it makes you feel better, in 12 minutes I'm on Sirius for free. That makes you feel better. Okay.
All right, I'm actually going to stick with the draft a little bit early, but I'll start with it for next week. And I'm going to go with how many players are going to accidentally refuse to take a hug from Roger Goodell now that he's cleared to hug a player because he's fully vaccinated.
That's a good one. Or a fake hug. Make like you're gonna and then walk away.
Or go in for the elbow thing that's become the new COVID handshake and Roger's coming in to bear hug him.
That's a good one. Something to look for.
There you go. Especially Micah. Let's see what Micah does.
Oh, he'll
be
hug
there.
Him, believe
me. Oh, I know. No, he will. That's true.
He'll hug him.
There you go. All right, well, I'm going to... Oh, actually, no, you go next, Steve. Your second one.
I already did.
Oh, that was
now
your second one. All right.
Seven, you're going to blow another gasket. I'm telling you.
All right. I'll stick with the NFL.
Now, fortunately, it's on a Saturday, so I'll just have to delete your text.
It's true. That is exactly true.
What are they doing? Howie Roseman, what are they doing? There are people that in an office put you on a couch and make a couple hundred dollars an hour. to do what I do with you on an everyday basis.
I was one of them who paid the $200.
Hey, golly.
Worked out well for me.
I could hear it's paying off.
All right, I'm sticking with the NFL here. How many NFL players will change their jersey numbers this weekend after the rule came out yesterday? And how
That's
many
weird.
Single digits are we going to see?
A bunch.
That's
you're
a good
see,
one, man.
You're going to see single digits all over the place. You're going to see single digits all over the place. Because that is something that in college football, when they allowed single digits in the mid-80s, because they didn't allow single digits until the mid-80s. And when they did, it was a flood. In fact, there are certain programs right now where they reserve single digits for older players who earn it. Now, not everywhere. I'm saying there's certain programs that do. It's like an honor to get it. The NFL, they're going to be flooded with single-digit guys all over the place.
Good question.
I think
third one, Matt.
Jalen Ramsey will be one of the first. He'll be a single-digit guy.
Yes.
Yep.
I got to go to the bullpen here, and I'm going to move to Pop Rock, and this is a big deal. Will Madonna's daughter shave her armpits this week? Good Lord.
Come
Did
again?
You see her on the internet? I'm like, my God, girl. You're a beautiful girl. Shave those things. So, it's coming out of the bullpen.
Clearly.
I found it stunning. I'm just clicking through the internet. I'm like, oh my God, what the heck? That's Madonna's daughter. But Madonna never shaved her armpits either. So there you go.
I was also unaware of that, but okay.
Yeah, I am a wealth of knowledge here. Just call me anytime.
I can't say I didn't notice during the Super Bowl halftime show several years ago.
Google it.
I don't know if I want to. I'll just take your word for it. Steve, what do you got?
Oh, my turn?
Okay. Yes, your turn.
Great. Penn State football scrimmage tonight will be the last practice for the spring for Penn State. There will be a bunch of people that will make comments about it that won't see it. I know what's going on. I didn't see it. That's okay. Great.
Yeah, I've heard, like, we had two beat writers on this week, and none are going to be there.
Well, you know why? Because it's a Friday night, and they don't have Saturday editions.
Oh, that's true.
That's the reason why. There have been a lot of newspapers, Center Daily Times being one, that no longer carry a Saturday edition. So that's why they're not going to do it. A lot of people have asked whether Jack and I were broadcasting it. We did last Saturday, so we're which was supposed to be originally the last spring practice, but circumstances gave them three extra ones. So tonight's the last one, and there are going to be a lot of people commenting about, oh, I heard Clifford was bad. I heard it was great. I heard it was you heard. You have no idea. It's like,
Now the question is, are you going to watch from the booth even though you're not on the air, or are you going to go somewhere else?
Yeah. No, I always watch. Every time they scrimmage in Beaver Stadium, I always watch from the booth for usually the first 75% of it. Then I usually go down to the field for the last 25%.
Now is Jack coming?
No, Jack is not. I'll call him and talk to him about it Monday.
Okay. Just curious how this is working here. All right.
No, I'm just
going to call me and tell me about it?
Sure, whatever you want.
I wouldn't know what you were talking about. Are they going to be good this year?
Actually, I think they're going to be very good this year.
Quarterback?
Sean Clifford. I mean, so this will be what, the 11th practice I've been to? It's interesting how the blue-white game play. I'll give you a good blue-white game story. 2008, Penn State has an open quarterback competition. Anthony Morelli's graduated, and it's Darrell Clark and Pat Devlin, two good candidates. Well, they go through the spring, and in the spring game, Pat Devlin looks phenomenal. And Darrell Clark is like, I don't know, 3 of 7 passing or something like that. Well, I go out to speaking engagements, and everybody's asking me about Pat Devlin. I said, what are you talking about Pat Devlin? I said, hey, Pat's really good, but I think Darryl Clark's going to be the quarterback. They look at me like I've got like 8 eyes. I said, guys, you have to remember, I saw the other 14 practices. Okay? So you saw one. Darryl Clark once asked me when I thought he won the job, and I said it was after the 3rd spring practice. That's how long he was the starting quarterback.
All right,
then my final one. I'm sticking with the NFL again. I didn't mean to do this, but I just kind of came up to mind there. Everyone is talking about Nick Sirianni saying that he played rock, paper, scissors with prospects in the Zoom meetings this week. Everyone thinks he's just kind of weird, and I don't necessarily mind that. It's different, whatever. So, my question is, how many prospects will do rock, paper, scissors when they are picked in the draft this weekend, or next weekend for the Eagles?
6.
Will anybody do it to, will the first round pick do it to Roger Goodell before he takes the hug or forgets that he can take the hug? You know.
The Eagles even have a coach?
Yeah, Nick Sirianni. He's the head coach.
Oh, he's the coach?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's the new coach. Yeah, he got hired a while ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was the former Colts offensive coordinator under Frank Reich.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that might make him really good. Oh. Wow, rock, paper, scissors. I just can't wait for the freaking thing to be over. You put on sports talk, and that's all they talk about, and there's so many scenarios, you get confused.
Yeah, you're the draft is one of the greatest weekends ever. You can't wish that
it's
away.
It's a great weekend. I'm glad it's going to be here. You know, the Giants will pick nobody, and what's-his-name will be running for his life again. So.
Well, you know what? I think that one thing, the draft last year, which had been the only show in town, got massive ratings. Now, it's going to be outdoors in Cleveland, which I think is going to be pretty good. So,
Cleveland's the new place to go. Good for them.
Well, all right.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, King.
I got to cook tonight. I'm going to Subway. So, have a good weekend.